Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Well, New York has fallen, but so has the Democrat leadership. They created a monster, and now it's eating them alive. They're not sure about it. Zohran Mamdani, it turns out, won not just because he was cool and great and hip and socialist, but because of the strategy that the socialists, led by AOC, used, Lee, to not just get him over the line, but to make sure that anybody associated with the Democrat leadership did not win in that primary. So this is the chickens coming home to roost. Years of the Democrats working their Marxist, anti-American rhetoric into schools, programming college grads, in particular, the most dangerous group of voters on earth, white, highly educated women. There is no more dangerous group of voters on the earth dedicated to destroying America, destroying Western civilization, leaving it as a smoldering ash heap, because that's who pushed this guy over. But listen to how AOC, David Hogg, who was recently ejected from the DNC for taking on the leadership, now he's on the streets of New York doing it, and other fellow travelers got Mamdani elected. It wasn't just pushing him and endorsing him, but with this message.
So early vote, fill out your ballots, and make sure that you do not rank Andrew Cuomo on your ballot. Don't do it, folks. We're going to go Zohran number one, Adrian Adams number two, Brad Lander number three, Scott Stringer number four, and Zellner Myrie number five. We are going to rank our ballot Zohran number one for a New York City that can be affordable to all of us.
Yeah, it's not going to be affordable to anyone. That's what socialism does. It creates shortages. Exactly, but, you know, whatever. Details aren't important. So, yeah, and look, that's how socialism works. The promises fail, and then they move to speech control so that their former supporters who were duped, the people who are miserable, people who are hungry, cannot speak of it. And then if you continue trying to speak, they put you in prison. And in the case of Venezuela, send their henchman, Trende Aragua, to shoot you as you protest on the corner. That right there, Lee, 30 seconds, that's socialism, is how it works. And communism, which is socialism, Marxism, communism, it's all ultimately the same place. Get you the same place in the end. It's all the same thing. In the end, it's just what path are you taking? Are you going straight Marxism, you go in communism, or are you going socialism? Doesn't matter. But we're at the lying to the masses phase. So this is how they did it. So this, if you listen to that message right there on the street, Lee, this wasn't just getting this guy elected. This was a rebellion against the Democrat leadership. And they don't know what to do. I mean, they hated Eric Adams because he has partnered with Trump and, you know, told the truth about Biden flooding New York City. Yeah. And after he told the truth about Biden flooding New York City with illegal immigrants on purpose, he wasn't happy about it. What happened to him is what happens to you in a socialist country. He gets slapped with charges from the Biden
and Republicans
DOJ.
Republicans here in this country.
Yeah, and Republicans. And anyone who criticizes Democrats with any level of effectiveness.
Exactly.
And
you
Republicans.
Get indictments, yeah.
You get indictments. So Trump comes in later on and pushes against those indictments. And so you've got this guy, Eric Adams, the Democrats did not like because he spoke out against him and said true things. I mean, that's a double whammy. You say true things, you speak against Democrats. I mean, you're going to prison. I mean, that's how it works in their post-constitutional, post-American territories that they are conquering. But this right here, the Democrat leadership wasn't supposed to lose power, you understand. They were going to push to Marxism. But they were going to stay in power. All the right people were supposed to win, which is them, the big globalist cabal. They weren't supposed to lose control of it. And that's the problem. I want to go back to this for a minute because this is kind of what's going on in the Democrat Party. I thought this was mind-blowing. I've played it so many times. It's Bernie Sanders 3 weeks ago now. He's on a podcast. And the podcast host, who's a longtime Democrat, gets him to admit the Democrat Party is the biggest threat to democracy.
But then could we not also say, if ostensibly there hasn't been a fair primary for the Democrats since 2008, are they not also a threat to democracy? Yes. We often hear...
Fair enough. That is... Yeah, I'm not going to argue with that point. Mm-hmm.
They haven't had a fair primary since 2008. In other words, they haven't let their sheeple pick their leadership since 2008, which is correct at the national level. So what you're seeing here is the fallout from that. The Democrat leadership that pre-programmed generations of Americans to slow walk into Marxism. The chickens are coming home to roost, and their totalitarian level of control over the Democrat primary. This is a rebellion against it. This is Andrew Schultz, who was the Democrat podcaster interviewing Sanders.
And we felt that over the last four elections, Democrats, we felt that we didn't have a say on who could be president. We talk a lot about the Republicans being autocrats and oligarchs and taking over democracy. But from the Democrat perspective, and I'm a lifelong Democrat, I felt like the Democratic Party completely removed the democratic process from its constituents. And I think they need to have some accountability of that.
No argument here.
I donated for you. I wanted you to, like, 2016, I was like, this is going to happen. This guy's going to do it. And it felt like they stole it from me. And I'll be honest, it broke my heart when you supported him.
Look, but you have, in the world that I live in, you got a choice. And, I mean, a lot of people, including my wife, agree with you. But, you know, you're down to a choice. Is it going to be Hillary Clinton or is it going to be Donald Trump? Not a great choice.
But it ended up being him anyway, so why don't we burn it down?
Well, because it's easy to say, burning it down means that children are not going to have, you know, food to eat, that the schools will deteriorate, people will not have health care.
I got it.
And I'm an elected official. I got to represent the people.
That's fair.
And I can't turn my back on.
But then could we not also say, if ostensibly there hasn't been a fair primary for the Democrats since 2008, are they not also a threat to democracy? Yes. We often hear...
Fair enough. That is, yeah, I'm not going to argue with that point.
And that's what just happened here. And that's why, Lee, what you have is you have Chuck Schumer, who puts out a tweet praising Mondani, the socialist, but hasn't endorsed anybody yet. Neither has Hakeem Jeffries, because this is a rebellion against them and their, quite frankly, totalitarian control of their own sheeple in the primaries.
They're next.
Oh, they are. Socialists go to steamroll them.
Yes.
They're going to steamroll him. That's what's going to happen.
And I love Mondabi's plan about how he's going to pay for all these socialist Marxist plans that he wants to do, is that he's going to have the billionaire tax. He's got a problem. You tax billionaires, guess what happens? They move.
Yes.
Rush Limbaugh famously did that. He used to live in New York City. And he left there. And he had to carefully watch the amount of time he actually spent in his apartment in New York that he still maintained so that he wouldn't be taxed as a New York State citizen. And they still went after him, still kept trying to get him to pay New York City taxes.
Well, that brings me to this, Lee. Headline, New York real estate brokers say they've been flooded with calls from people looking to flee the city after Mamdani primary win.
Escape from New York.
Escape from New York.
I'm telling you, what's happening? The Democrats in New York City are going to have to build a wall to keep people in.
Yeah. And the other comment that the real estate broker they were interviewing said was a lot of the people are Jewish because he's a communist Muslim Hamas supporter. Did you see what he said? He said that New York will now uphold and be operated according to international law. He is going to comply with international law, and that if Benjamin Netanyahu shows up for, because the UN is there, so they have those UN confabs there, and everybody comes in from all the world. If Netanyahu steps foot on New York City soil, he's going to have him arrested, and he's sending him to the International Criminal Court for trial.
Somebody please show me that international law. Show me the ordinances, and when did exactly we get to vote on that? Because you're always talking about democracy. When did we vote for international law? Please, somebody show me that.
Again, these are the voters that the Democrats have been importing. This guy hasn't even been here for a decade. He's not American. He has no American background and no allegiance to basic civil rights like the Bill of Rights. So, of course, he recognizes international law over American law. That's the thing you need to pay attention to. This is how they really think. I'm telling you, including the Democrat leadership, they've just been afraid to say it. You're going to see in New York City, this guy's not a radical. He's just honest. You're going to see in New York City what it would look like if they ever got total power in America. Americans need a front row seat to that. And that's a good thing about this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You're not going to believe this, y'all. Welfare benefits for illegal immigrants. Already illegal, can't do it, according to federal law. But you actually need something in the bill to forbid the transfer. That's in the big, beautiful bill. Good for Trump. Good for the House. Good for Mike Johnson. When they get it right, we tell you on this show. Or it was in the bill. Wait, what? Who removed it? The Senate parliamentarian. Who's that? Some chick. Some liberal chick. She's like a liberal minder, just in case anything good for the country should happen to get through the House. She's there in the Senate to stop it. Technically, her job is to rule on whether stuff is constitutional and whether it meets the law for what should be in certain kinds of bills. That's because there's thresholds. Some are 51 to pass, some are 2/3. And so she decides, well, okay, to get the 51 threshold, you got to get this out. Problem is, she's a doctrinaire liberal. She's not elected. And she just eliminated, she just nixed, eliminating welfare benefits for illegal aliens in the big, beautiful bill. Why? Well, she can't. She just didn't like it. Some silly excuse. She's a Democrat. Well, what do we do about this? Fire her. John Thune can fire her. Oh, so this should be easy. I mean, we're in charge of the Senate, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're in charge of the Senate. John Thune can fire her? Uh-huh. So what's the problem? Don't know. I'm as lost as you are. The bottom line is that John Thune's not going to fire her because he needs her as cover so that he can make his pro-illegal immigration lobbyist friends happy. That's the actual answer to that question. But anyway, okay, folks, headline, New York real estate brokers say they've been flooded with calls of people looking to flee the city after Mamdani primary win. Where do you think they're going? And they go to Florida, but they're going to come here too. South Carolina, in the latest U-Haul survey, the number one destination for inbound moves, period. So a lot of these people are going to end up here. They wrecked their own city, and now they're going to come down here. Here's what luxury real estate brokers are saying. Within minutes of Zohran Mamdani clinching the Democrat nomination on Tuesday night, real estate agents like Ryan Serhant were flooded with calls from clients looking to walk away from deals to buy apartments in New York City. He specializes in getting people out of those contracts. High-end buyers are now looking to purchase property outside of the city. My number one job will be moving people from New York to Florida again, he said. Based on the results, clients are going to hold off on making any kind of investment in New York City. So that's the big one right there. That's the big one. Folks, this isn't going to just affect U.S. investment. It's going to affect international investment. That's what they're going to do. They're going to hold off. According to a note I reviewed, one client had who had made an offer on a Chelsea Apartment Center broker an email minutes after former Governor Cuomo conceded to Zohran Mamdani. We are going to take a break from looking until there's more clarity on the mayoral election. One Manhattan found, listen to this, one Manhattan-based client who already pays 50% of her income in taxes immediately started thinking about moving. Where can she go? She asked me. People are frightened. And over the next 3 to 4 months, we're going to see a lot of people consider South Florida. Again, it's going to be a COVID level of interest. These are people who can afford to move with relative ease. Roddy Starbuck weighed in on X. He's a conservative. And I just like what he said, because this is coming. If this guy wins, because he's still got to win in November, he's got to beat Eric Adams. If this guy wins, I bet y'all the New York Stock Exchange and every major hedge fund moves to Florida within the next 4 years. Crime will skyrocket. The people who created wealth in New York City will flee his socialist policies, and many jobs will leave too. Total disaster. Yeah, if this guy wins in November, New York City is toast. And folks, understand something. New York City is not only the think about this for a minute. Not only the financial capital of America, it still is. A lot of businesses have moved out, but it still is. It's the financial capital of the world. And socialists have just captured it. And that's what I did my podcast on yesterday, my Battleground America podcast. If the left can't win national elections anymore because they terrify people, they will placate themselves by taking territory. You saw it in L.A. They are violently taking that territory. Trump had to send federal forces to put it down. That is guerrilla warfare. They're taking territory in New York. That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. It's where we are this morning. But the good news is, there's always good news in everything. The good news is America needs to see this. They need to see the destruction. By the way, who elected this guy in the primary? White, educated women. The single most dangerous group of people on the planet. They're emotional. They make decisions according to emotions. And they are mentally ill. I mean, that's not a slam. That's actually factual. Gallup documented it. So did Pew. 51% of liberal women admit to having at least one diagnosed mental illness in polls. Those are just the ones who are willing to admit it to a pollster they don't know. I'm sure it's more in the 60s. They're crazy. The Democrat Party programs them. They know how to speak to the mentally ill. That's how this guy won. So again, that's not a slam on me. I'm not saying, you know, you're mentally ill because you're Democrat. I'm saying you are a Democrat because you're mentally ill. They admit to being mentally ill. You know what's interesting? Blue-collar Democrat vote went overwhelmingly to Cuomo. Minority vote, the majority of the minority vote went to Cuomo. But it was the white educated, particularly women, who pushed this guy over the line. And you know what's interesting? These elite whites who went for this guy. And they, you know what they do? They vote because it makes them feel good. I am better. I'm smarter. I like the guy. I love immigrants. I'm a good person. That's why I do it. So they can tell all their friends. Well, these are the people who can afford to leave. They live in a few affluent areas. They voted for him. This guy probably terrifies people who actually have to live with the illegal immigrant criminals that he is vowing to protect. And folks, it's just a microcosm of America right now.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Okay, so, folks, this is unbelievable. Liberal media last week, folks, this is just a week ago. Marco Rubio, Secretary of State, arguing with crazy Margaret Brennan. She's saying, Marco, you're so confused. Look, no. Iran did not have a nuclear weapons program. Everybody knows that. The intel said that. I mean, why are you bombing our friends in Iran? Week ago, mainstream media. Here we go.
Are you saying there that the United States did not see intelligence that the Supreme Leader had ordered weaponization?
That's irrelevant. I think that question being asked on the media, that's an irrelevant question.
No, they have everything they need to build a weapon. That is the key point in U.S. intelligence assessments. You know
no,
that.
No, it's not.
Yes, it was.
No, it's
that
not.
The political decision had not been made.
I know that better than you know that, and I know that that's not the case.
But I'm asking you whether the order was given.
And the people who say that, it doesn't matter if the order was given. They have everything they need to build nuclear weapons. Why would you bury things in a mountain 300 feet under the ground?
Right.
Why do they have 60% enriched uranium? You don't need 60% enriched uranium. The only countries in
anyway, he destroys her. But she's trying to say, well, you know, it's the Tulsi Gabbard from March argument, where they take what Tulsi said, clip it real tight so you can't hear the end of it. It sounds like she's saying they don't have a nuclear program. Look, this was like a week ago. Here they are today.
President Trump is still defending his Iran bombing campaign after a leaked initial assessment by U.S. intelligence suggested key parts of Tehran's nuclear program were largely left unscathed.
A preliminary assessment by the Defense Intelligence Agency, first reported here on CNN, suggests that's not the case, that the program was set back months, but not, quote, obliterated.
So last week, Trump was confused. He's just bombing Iran for no reason. We're, you know, talking about bombing Iran for no reason. There's no program. It's not real. And it's not happening. And you know that the Ayatollah abandoned it in 2003. And have you even seen any intelligence to the contrary since their argument today? Oh, yeah. Actually, Iran does have a program and Trump didn't take much of a chunk out of it. Does anyone watching CNN actually watch CNN? Like, do they critically think, wait, they were telling me the opposite last week. Never mind the fact that, again, the woman who broke this, according to secret sources she doesn't name, the idea that, well, you know, there's not much damage done, haven't set the program back much, was also the same woman who broke the Hunter Biden is Russian disinformation story. If you screwed up that badly at work, would you still have a job? She still has a job. Oh, that laptop! You mean, oh, okay, I thought it was another laptop. Oh, okay. Yeah, no, not really Russian disinformation. By the way, she attributed that one to anonymous sources, too. So, where are we this morning? Where are we this morning? Okay. Here is Fox News' coverage. You just heard what's on the mainstream media. Yeah, they're it. You know, now we know there is a program, but they didn't really damage it. Well, is there a program or is there not a program? Because 2 weeks ago, last week, there wasn't a program. But now there's a program. It's still up and running. It's doing great. Trump's lying. They didn't do much to it. They didn't damage it much. Here is Fox News, a completely different universe.
Now, look, credible damage assessments indicate that the Iranian nuclear program was set back years, not months. But again, that doesn't fit with the press's chosen narrative, which they stuck with today. Now, let's set the record straight for the kids. This is all based off a low confidence assessment that did one day's worth of intel reporting, according to a Fox News source. And it wasn't coordinated with the rest of the intel community. A full battle damage assessment takes days or even weeks to get.
If you want to make an assessment of what happened at Fordo, you better get a big shovel and go really deep, because Iran's nuclear program is obliterated. And somebody somewhere is trying to leak something to say, oh, with low confidence, we think maybe it's moderate. Those that drop the bombs precisely in the right place know exactly what happened when that exploded. And you know who else knows? Iran.
Here to unpack all of this is Todd Blanche, U.S.
And so she goes on and interviews him. Okay. Couple of things, folks. You just got to keep in mind, generally speaking. I got three words for you. 17 intel agencies say. 17 intel agencies say. And I remember at the time, some of you texted me, well, if they say that Russia interfered in the election, they might, I mean, they can't be lying. I watched Homeland. Did you see Carrie in Homeland? She seemed really good. They wouldn't all lie to us. What are the odds they'd all lie to us? All 17 of them? There was a time when Republicans had to repeat that. I remember. I ran against it. I pushed in the other direction. It was really scary. So I was getting hate mail and a text line. Come on, all 17 agencies, Tara, they would never lie. They all lied. All of them. We've barely scratched the surface with these agencies. In fact, the only people who've left the CIA, not a single person has been fired. Never mind, they were the architects of the Russia collusion hoax in partnership, by the way, with Russians and Hillary Clinton. They're all still there. 1,200 of them are gone, but they took the Trump buyout. That's why they thought they'd be fired. They feel silly now. Nobody's been fired. Not a one. These people are still doing our intel assessments, okay? So you have to be, and I'm just going to warn you across the board, whether I like what they're saying or I don't like what they're saying, it doesn't matter about the Iran bombing. Whether you like what they're saying, doesn't matter. They lie. They manipulate. They lie. They are enemies of the state, enemies of Donald Trump, enemies of half this country. I don't care who's running them. So be very careful, because we haven't cleaned those places out. Be very careful with whatever they tell you. With that in mind,
President Trump returned to the White House late last night from the NATO summit in The Hague after ordering the Pentagon to share intelligence with the world about that B-2 strike on Iran's nuclear sites. And the CIA director now weighing in with a statement of his own saying, quote, CIA can confirm that a body of credible intelligence indicates Iran's nuclear program has been severely damaged by the recent targeted strikes. During a lengthy press conference following the summit, President Trump and his defense secretary, Pete Hegseth, insist the mission those bombers were sent on was completed.
There are numerous of those reports, and they're coming out fast and furious. But the most respected ones we've already seen, the site was obliterated, just like I said it was. And just like the pilots should be given credit for.
Okay, so what CNN did was took 1-day-old report that was assessed to have low confidence on the part of the analysts and chunked it out there. Well, who did it? Defense Intelligence Agency. You mean one of the 17 that lied about the Russia collusion hoax? Yeah, them. Defense Intelligence Agency. What is this? This is the CIA. They're saying something different. Just how intel goes. And a lot of it's just depending on the level of corruption within the intel agency. Who's running it, what they say. And clearly what's going on here is the head of the CIA has been tapped to come out with their version of this. The idea we can trust these people, any of them, we can't. I wish we could. I'd like to tell you, hey, just believe the CIA, John Ratcliffe's running it, but he hasn't fired a single person who's been very busy trying to get into war with Russia. That's what he does now. So I don't believe any of these people. I just don't. I don't. The person I trust the most is Donald Trump. He has a funny way of saying X when everybody else in the media is saying Y, and then X, becomes true weeks or months later. So I hope we got him. I did. I really hope we did. Because Katie barred the door if we didn't. The Iranian parliament has just voted to accelerate their nuclear program. What does that mean? Whatever has happened here, it ain't over yet. Good morning. Going to jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes about the CNN reporter. I guess the voices in her head are now labeled anonymous sources. I wonder how they identify. A lot of folks on the text line still not happy about this attack on Iran's nuclear facility. Believe we should just let Iran have nukes and do whatever they want with them. Unfortunately, we are the number two in their sights after Israel. The death to America part's pretty clear. If that wasn't, the 319 missiles they've launched at our naval ships, pretty clear. The fact that they tried to kill not just Trump, but Pompeo and Bolton means any future Republican administration will have to dodge bullets on our soil. And it is, what day is this? Thursday? I have challenged you folks who are against blowing up these nuclear facilities. One of you, even one of you, any of you, and I'll read it. Send me something, anything. It's easy to say, well, you're giving in to the Israeli rally. You're a warmonger. You sound like Lindsey Graham. Okay. How do we coexist with a nuclear-armed Iran? Tell me how we do that. We just do whatever they say? When they try to kill Trump again on our soil, we're cool with it. We don't really respond. We send a strongly worded letter. What do? Guy wrote me a long email last night. He's not listening anymore, he says, because I sound like Lindsey Graham. Listen to me. Lindsey Graham was number two only to John McCain in taking nuclear industrial contract money. That's money contractors pay to politicians to try to get us into wars. You've heard me here on the show. I've railed against it for years and years and years and years. Lindsey Graham, anytime there's an opportunity to drop a bomb on somebody's head, he doesn't care who it is, because he owes these contractors. He owes the people who makes the bombs. He owes the people who make the planes. He owes the people who run the rat lines. He owes the people who run the medevacs. Because you need Americans hurt so they can medevac them out and then everybody can get paid. It doesn't matter whose head we're dropping a bomb on for what reason. Millions of yen's going to be for it. It's kind of like a clock, right? 6 o'clock, at least twice a day. Well, he's right, twice a lifetime. If you support dropping a bomb on anyone for any reason because you got to pay back your donors, eventually we're going to find a bomb we should drop. And he's going to be right. That doesn't mean I'm saying the same things as Lindsey Graham. We cannot have a nuclear-armed Iran. And look, if we find out we didn't get the nuclear missile fissile material, Telegraph's got a whole new location dug into a mountain that they have found that the IAEA inspectors weren't allowed into. If there is nuclear material in there, we got to go back. We do.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.